It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
Blockchain Business is brought to you by Flow Business. Switch things up.
There is good news and there is not so good news when it comes to innovation in Barbados. Hello and welcome to another edition of Blockchain Business every Monday and Friday morning, where we focus on technology and the opportunities for you, the Barbadian citizen. Our thanks go out to partner and sponsor Flow. Barbados has excellent human resources, but innovative results are low amid limited access to financing mechanisms to fund projects. That's the word from Dr. Sylvia Donnert, an innovation specialist with the Inter-American Development Bank. She also notes that thanks to government policy, Barbados is a leader in greening innovation. On the red side of the cash register, a survey of 2,000 businesses and activities in the Caribbean has noted that Barbados has the lowest proportion of innovative businesses. The country has the lowest proportion of innovative businesses at 12%, when the Caribbean average is 39%. Dr. Donnert has cited access to limited financing mechanisms for innovative projects as one of the main challenges for firms. Dr. Donnert told Blockchain Business, there's also the part of managerial culture and low self-confidence for innovation. But she says her experience shows that once financing becomes available, businesses respond to these incentives. Dr. Donnert also notes that Barbados has had more green innovative firms in the Caribbean compared with the average. Noting that this is a very positive achievement, the Inter-American Development Bank innovation specialist says there has been very decisive policy by government and this has made a big difference. During a panel discussion last week organized by the Sagicor KFL School of Business, the questions of the role of social enterprise came up. Lecturer in economics at the KFL campus of the University of West Indies, Dr. Antonio Allen, noted the need to diversify the economy from tourism, but said there was a challenge of resources and changing mindsets. Dr. Allen said, depending on whether the approach is disruptive innovation or incremental innovation, availability of resources and changing mindsets are key considerations. A point which touches on the development of blockchain technology and crypto assets, including cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, could be the role of social enterprise. Professor Sarah Carter, who is vice principal and head of the College of Social Sciences at the University of Glasgow, said increasingly we see activists and social entrepreneurs really trying to support social issues and they reach people that governments cannot reach. She suggests that the role of social enterprise is very important. Professor Carter sees the state receding and increasingly a need for social enterprise. In some areas, she argues, social enterprise has made fantastic progress. Now, if the professor was referring to blockchain and crypto assets, and she did not, it is very likely an audience of blockchain technology innovators would have agreed. That is about the individual citizen and their social and financial interests coming to the fore and assuming control of personal affairs. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be interesting and informative, please remember to tune in to the Starcom Network Monday and Friday mornings for more, much, much more. On the Starcom network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.